If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside Your Business is made possible by iWise, the Wise Insurance choice for your car, home, life, and more. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz.
It's 11 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And as you can tell, we're getting inside your business, trying to fully comprehend what it is that we can do to continue to bolster, support, fund, and prioritize the sustainability of businesses in South Africa. Given the recent news headlines, one thing is certain is that it's not easy, even for businesses who've been in the game for decades on end. If you take it, look at Ellie's as an example. But how do we make sure we build more companies like that and of that nature that are innovative, sustainable, and of course, actively participate in transforming economic participation of Black South Africans? Well, to tell us more, we join on the line by the acting CEO of the National Empowerment Fund, the NEF, Mr. Mzuabantu Daimani, who joins us to give us some insight. Such a pleasure to have you and welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Bubu, and the listeners of Kaya. Good evening to you.
Good evening. I must tell you, it's intriguing to have this conversation with you. 20 years following the establishment of the NEF, and we can't ignore that South Africa is also approaching, 30 years of a democracy? So there's some interesting dynamics that we've witnessed in terms of the start and the genesis of the organization's presence in South Africa.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Sisbu, once again. I think as an organization, we're very proud about the milestones that we have achieved. It has not been easy, but since inception, we've managed to support about 1,600 transactions, and then we have actually approved about 14.3 billion rand into transactions across the country in South Africa.
And maybe let's dig deeper into that, because the transactions as well as the distribution of 14.1 billion rand is quite sizable. I'm keen to understand of this funding. Talk us through the metrics in terms of the return that's been attained in the growth of the businesses you've supported.
Indeed. So I think that's very important to us because we're a development financier. So we want to see the businesses grow. And what that means is that they employ more people, so we're creating more jobs. So we've seen the businesses actually increasing the jobs in within them through NEF funding by over 120,000 jobs over the last few years. And also we've seen some of the businesses growing. There are businesses, for instance, that would have started with about 5 million rand initially. And currently, those businesses are raising funding of in excess of 2 billion rand from the banks. So we are about exponential growth. What we want to do is to actually open the doors for the entrepreneurs to get the initial capital.
Yeah, definitely making sure that we get the initial capital there to build up on some of those themes there to support more entrepreneurs. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Mzuabantu Daimani, acting CEO of the NEF, really taking a look at the existence of the organization 20 years later, some successes that have been attained in terms of capital that's been rolled out, 14.1 billion rand, with over 9 billion being dispersed to beneficiary companies. But of course, what we do need to drive is a sustainable growth as well as a return on investment, given that the NEF is a development finance institution. Mzuabantu, I'm also keen for us to take a look at the beneficiaries of these particular funds, because what we typically bemoan in South Africa is the lack of sustainable entrepreneurship, especially within Black South African communities. Has this been a challenge for your organization as well? And maybe talk us through how you've been trying and attempting to solve for these challenges.
Yeah, so we are about sustainable growth. So we believe that the businesses that we support, they need to exist beyond the NEF funding. So maybe one measure I can use is that of the funding that we've actually disbursed into the economy, we've received over 6 billion rand of that funding back, which we can actually reutilize for further investments. And the rest of the investment is still being repaid by our investees. So we've got our investors who are repaying the funds that we have given them. And we've got very good examples that I can point out too. For instance, there is the Tozim Tiger Lodge in KZN, mm-hmm. which has been existing for over 10 years, and it has been growing over the years. And then we've seen other investments, particularly within the tourism space and also the affordable housing space, that have been growing. There's one in particular that we funded in Johannesburg. We would fund for about 30 million rand. And that investment now is able to raise over 300 million rand from other commercial funders. So we are about sustainability of what we're doing as an organization.
Mm. And I guess whilst we celebrate these successes, there still remains a heightened level of concern that we're not seeing rapid growth, industrialists being developed, and of course businesses that are scalable in order to have the multiplier effect that is required in the economy. Are you working with other stakeholders in this regard? What keeps you up at night as a CEO regarding this challenge, Mzi?
Indeed. So as an organization, we report to the DTIC. Mm-hmm. So we work with the DTIC and also our other organizations like the IDC. So we collaborate with them in order to achieve more scale and more growth. So the job creation issue in the country is a challenge that we are all facing. So it is going to take a number of entities to make sure that we actually collaborate and achieve the impact that we're looking for, because the market is just too big, and the opportunities that are presented by the crises that we face as a country are vast. Mm-hmm. And I think I just want to encourage anyone who wants to actually venture into business, they must do so. And there is help that is available. They can contact us, and we are always seeking those opportunities to assist more people to enter the market.
Talk specifically to youth, black and female entrepreneurs. Are there still opportunities and specific designated funds that you have as the NEF for them?
Indeed. So we're running what is known as the Women Empowerment Fund, or the WEF, which is a fund that specifically seeks opportunities that are run and managed by black women. So we encourage black women who have their businesses to approach us and use the opportunities that are available there. And also the youth, we encourage them. There's a high level of unemployment amongst the youth in the country. But what we want to say to them is that if they cannot get into the mainstream of the employment market, they are more than welcome to start their opportunities. And I think what the message that you send is that they are not alone. Mm. We are there to support them. They can approach us, and then we'll guide them. We handhold them. Even if they are still nervous or they don't really have their opportunities clearly cut out, we've got a number of initiatives that we can assist them with to make sure that they concretize their opportunities and they also get the necessary training to become successful business people.
Mzi, an issue of contention, especially when it comes to broad-based black economic empowerment, is how we get empowered black entrepreneurs to pay this forward to empower other black entrepreneurs. It's been a criticism that I'm aware exists within the industry, but how do you manage that as the NEF to make sure that Gugu is not the only beneficiary, but that we can multiply it to ensure that there are many more of us?
Very important point. So we actually link up the people that we support. We've got a mentorship program whereby those that we have supported and that are now successful, they assist us in order to transfer the skills to the upcoming entrepreneurs. They also get involved in those business. The NEF subsidizes the cost of that kind of mentorship because that's very key. And we also, the bigger businesses that we have supported, we actually encourage them to create opportunities within the procurement and the supply space to the other businesses that need those kinds of opportunities. So the issue of each one lifts the other is very key to us. We need to support each other, and we need to see more businesses thriving and becoming successful.
Keeping with the BE codes, are there certain sectors that are still lacking in adequately providing opportunities for transformation and, as a result, support for black-founded businesses?
Yeah, I think maybe the the proxy I can make, we did an exercise a number of years ago where we discovered that less than 2% of the JSE is owned by black business. So if you translate that to businesses across the spectrum, there is still a low level of business activities amongst black people. It's encouraging to see that there are a number of emerging black entrepreneurs that are successful in business, mm-hmm. but we're still very far from where we are. So I would say across all sectors, particularly on the manufacturing space and other sectors where traditionally black entrepreneurs have not operated, like agro processing and the property space, they aggressively work in.
Ah, you got me at property. I'm aware that there's several reports and reports that highlight that. So I'm glad you mentioned it. So there's a much better understanding of the efforts we need to apply. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Putumzi.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. That's Mziwabantu Taimani, who is the acting CEO of the National Empowerment Fund, helping us just understand the contribution of the NEF over the last 20 years, and of course, where it is that we're seeing opportunities for enhanced investment, especially to drive transformation in South Africa. It's exactly 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.